Well, for this Tour SA See and Do Discovery destination, we are going to check out a fantastic hotel located in the Riverland just out of Barmera. I'm talking about the Overland Corner Hotel, which is etched not only in Riverland history, but South Australian history. To tell us more about it, Phil Reddy from the hotel joins us here at Tour SA. Phil, welcome to Tour SA Radio.
No worries. Thank you, Lockie.
Phil, you've been at the helm of the Overland Corner for a few years, but it dates back quite a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's just completed the construction 160 years ago, about 2 months ago. So it's here a fair time. It's survived a number of floods throughout the place. And, of course, we've got the historic mark outside that says where the 56 flood went. And people don't realise that 56 flood level was there for 8 months.
Now, it's certainly got a lot of history throughout the hotel, and paddle steamer crews used to pull in there on their travels, as well as bush rangers, and there's even a few ghosts of old that might still be hanging around the place.
Well, that's right. We're famous for that picture in the bar that actually depicts a ghost image in it. So, you know, that's pretty famous over in England, would you believe? But look, there's lots of people from England that are right into paranormal and are well aware of that a photo, and it's been, you know, well and truly publicised in England.
Yeah, it's phenomenal stuff. And as you said, the hotel dates back over 150 years. Now, in that time, there was the pub has been a bit more than a pub. It was a post office as well as a police station. There wouldn't be too many pubs that were once a police station.
No, that's right. Yeah, no, that it was originally licensed for 35 people to sleep in it, and actually had a building outside where the managers and the owners lived in it. So it was totally designed for that, for people to live in the pub and stay there. And, of course, it was really built, this pub, to service the paddle boat industry.
It certainly did. And the good news is the pub has survived the test of time, and now you can have a delicious ale in the Riverland's largest beer garden, admiring the history.
Exactly, because we've got our own Overland Corner Gold, and, everybody seems to be enjoying that mid-strength beer. It competes with all the best.
And you've got to check it out at the Overland Corner Hotel for yourself as well. The National Trust, who have been long-time involvement with the Overland Corner Hotel, they're going to be digging up a time capsule in a few months' time.
Yeah, that's right, Lockie. It's 22nd of September. It'll be from 11 o'clock to 3 p.m. And it's 50 years since it's done, so it's quite amazing. It'll be interesting to see what they put in there. I hear they put packets of seeds, and also in there was a lady at that time. She won the competition to write an essay, and her letter will be in there, so it'll be interesting to see what she says.
Absolutely. Well, Phil, it's a remarkable testament to the people that have been in control of the hotel over the years, including your good self. Don't just take my word for it. Make sure you go and check it out. Phil, thanks for joining us on Tour SA Radio.
Thank you, Lockie.
For more information on this Tour SA Discovery destination or any of the others, visit toursa.com.au.